Blog Talk Radio.
Again, counted victory. How many are counting victory today? No matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation seems like, counted victory. That's old school, man. I love the Williams brothers. I don't know about you, but I love the Williams brothers. Amen. They just speak the truth. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord today. Truly, I'm counting victory to be in the land of the living. I'm counting victory to be able to lift up my voice and give God some praise. I count it victory for having a platform such as this and also for having an audience such as you. Glory to God. Amen, amen. We're not glorying in ourselves, as our topic this week is about vain glory, but we're glorying in the Lord. We're glorying in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're glorying in this wonderful, awesome opportunity that God grant us with daily. Amen. We're loaded with benefits in the Lord. So if you're feeling out of it today, amen, just grab you a scripture. Matter of fact, grab you a notepad. And an ink pen, and get ready. Put your seat belts on because we're going a little bit higher today. I'm just so excited. I tell you, I don't need nobody to stir me up. I don't need nobody to pump me up. Amen. When I stir up my pure mind and remember what God has already done for me, remember where he's brought me from, amen, I don't need nobody to stir me up, amen, I just think on his goodness and what he's done for me. And I'm sure many of you all have that same testimony, that when you think on the goodness of Jesus, amen, amen, you get happy all by yourself. You don't need nobody to celebrate with you. You just celebrate what your awesome God has done in your life. Amen. So it gives me great privilege today. I'm so, I just tear up inside when I think about all of the women and men of God that God has divinely connected me with. And I tell you, I take no glory in it for myself, but I give all the glory to God to be able to, how can I even express it? How can I even put it in words? When you meet people that are genuine, when you meet people that you know they're sincere about kingdom business, they're sincere about your life, they're sincere about your family's life, they're sincere about you being elevated, you being lifted up. They're not looking for glory for themselves. They're looking to bless others. And I tell you, this awesome young man of God, when I first met him, and I just felt the love, amen, I felt the genuineness, I felt the realness about him. And I know, and I can say it unequivocally, that he is a man that loved God, and he loved God's people. It's no way in the world that you can love God and not love his people. Amen. That would be a disgrace and a dishonor to whom we're serving. So we're going to get right on into this segment. I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. And get ready, get ready, get ready, because God has a word for you today. And if you've tuned in to hear a word from the Lord, you're going to do that through this vessel that God has anointed to preach and teach the gospel all over this land. He is a prophet. Amen. He's a professor. He's a doctor. Amen. He is a shepherd. Glory to God. And he is an awesome, awesome person, one that loved God. Amen. He is the pastor of the birthing place here in La Paz, Louisiana. Amen. And he's also the executive CEO, director of One, WON, a worldwide outreach network. Amen. Where he is just networking with leaders. He's networking with those that God has given a gift to go out and labor in God's vineyard. That's what this is about. It's about laboring in God's vineyard. It's about bringing souls into this marvelous light. Amen. So he's not long. He's not long, but he certainly is strong. Amen. So I tried to tell you all, call in early, because he's going to give it to you right from the top. Amen. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others our speaker for this hour, none other than my prophet. Hallelujah, my sweetheart.
Hallelujah.
He's about to get married. He's about to get married. I know I'm going to have this kind of access to him once he becomes married. Amen. But he's marrying a beautiful young lady out of Atlanta, Georgia, that is going to be joined to him in holy matrimony. And I tell you, they are a power couple. So look for this couple to be all over the nation. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Doing God's
hallelujah.
Work. Amen. So we love you, Prophet Delaney. So you are on. You can do whatever the Lord has put in your spirit to say to us on today and to even prophesy to us on the line today.
Amen.
We're ready. We're ready.
Amen. Thank God for this great general. Amen. Apostle, evangelist, doctor. Amen. Adrian Bernard. I just love her with all my heart. A great woman of God. She's not in it for her own glory. Amen. As the topic, it just blessed my spirit because there is a deception that has hit the body of Christ. A spirit of deception that has hit the body of Christ. And the people are being deceived. But the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. And the people of God have been sowing their own glory. Y'all don't hear me today. They've been sowing their own glory, and they're trying to reap supernatural promises. But I'm telling you, we're going to break the spirit of deception that the enemy is trying to release upon the people of God. Amen. I'm going to do as Paul did and as he instructed the Philippians. Amen. In Philippi. Amen. Because that's what this is all about. Amen. As Paul began to enter into Macedonia. Amen. In this particular in Acts. Amen. But we understand that during his first stay in Philippi. Amen. Is where we are. And Paul is giving the people of God instruction. As the woman of God is doing and as the men of God are coming this week. Men and women of God are coming to give you instruction. To let you know what the Lord is saying in this hour. I mean, Apostle, this is so prophetic for right now. When I got the topic, my baby began to leak because the Lord told me one thing. He said, in this hour, I'm raising up people that will no longer be selfish, that will no longer walk around with pride and be dignified and forget where they come from. I'm talking about just because you live in the big house, don't forget the projects where you came from. Come on here.
Come on,
just because you're driving a Mercedes, don't forget about the little putt-putt you was driving about 10 or 15 years ago. Come on here.
My.
Catch the bus and carpool. I'm telling you, there's a pride that has hit the pulpit. There's a pride that has hit leadership. And God said he's tearing down these prideful walls. And he said he's getting ready to raise up, I'm prophesying already, those that
come
have
on.
Been in the backs and humble, the Lord is about to raise you up. So what? They just got a bigger church. So what? Their ministry look as if it's moving. So what? It look as if they're driving in the best, living in the best. Can I tell you something? God says, I'm causing yours to be a little longer because what I'm about to give to you, it's about to be perpetual. Come on here. It's going to be with you while you're dying. God says, I'm storing up something in you, not for your own glory, but for my glory. So let's go to Philippians 2 and 3. Look what it says. It says, I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation, and then I'm going to go to the King James Version. Look what it says. Philippians 2 and 3 says, don't be selfish. Come on here. Paul was letting them know right there that we got to be one in Christ. Come on here. It ain't about you. Come on here. God didn't save you off of drugs and off of crack. He didn't pull you out of the whole house all for yourself. Come on here. Now you think you're more holy than everybody else. You done forgot where you came from. God says, I'm looking for some believers that will begin to release the truth about where they came from. Come on here.
You didn't become
a superstar overnight. You didn't become a celebrity overnight. God is still working on you. Don't be selfish. Start sharing what the Lord has given you. Look what Paul begins to let them know. He says, don't try to impress others. I believe not to do that because you got to hear this thing. You got to hear what Paul was telling the Philippians. He say, why are you doing this? You doing this for me? Are you doing this to get accolades from man? Because what you do in secret, God will reward you openly. But if you release it in the open, you got your reward. And many people are getting their reward now. Lord, have mercy. But God says, I'm looking for some people that's been in the quiet place. I'm looking for some people that don't mind praying in secret. I'm looking for some people that don't want to grab the mic every time they give it to them. I'm looking for some people that say, I will stay in the midst of the dark place. Because in the dark place, God begins to birth glory out of my life. Look what he begins to say. He begins to say, don't try to impress others. But look what Paul says, be humble. Lord, the old folks used to say, humble yourself, young man.
Humble.
I was getting prophecy. I was young. And they would say, humble yourself, humble yourself. Keep yourself humble. Come on. Don't allow pride. Don't allow that vain glory. Don't allow that conceit. Come on here to get up in you. You get conceited. There's a lot of conceit in the pulpit. They're changing their style and they're changing their look and doing all kinds of things so that they can get on big platforms. They're sleeping their way to the top. They're dressing their way to the top. But God says, I don't need you to sleep your way, you to lie your way to the top. I don't need you to freak your way to the top. He says, I'm about to elevate those that are humble. Oh, God. He said, because I exalt the humble. Lord have mercy. He said, promotion don't come from the north, the south, the east, or the west, but promotion comes from me. God said, I'm looking for some people that'll be humble. I'm looking for some people that'll go under the bridge and help the homeless. I'm looking for some people that'll go and do a street evangelism and that'll witness. Where are the people that don't mind going in the trenches? Oh, God. Oh, Ephesians 4:2 says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. The church done got rid of humility. We're not humble no more. Oh, thank, look what it says. It says, thanking of others better than yourselves. Sometimes you better put yourself to the side. Sometimes you better put your agendas to the side and say, God, I'm doing this for your glory. If they don't pay me, I'm doing it for your glory. If I don't get a thank you, I'm doing it for your glory. Because for you I live, and for you I die. I'm looking for some people on this call that will begin to work together. God says this is a clarion call. I'm raising up some crazy leaders that don't mind getting together, that don't mind pouring into each other. It don't need to be a conference. We can get and pray together. It don't have to be a prayer meeting. We can get and strategize together. We don't have to do it to put you on a flyer. God says, I'm getting conceit out of the body of Christ. He says, I'm tearing down the walls of pride. And I'm raising up some people that don't mind. Oh, God. Being humble, I tell you to pat yourself in the chest and say, humble me, God. Oh, God, humble me, God. I like what Ephesians says in 5:21. It says, submit to one another for the reverence for Christ. Oh, that's a curse word in the body of Christ. You don't submit no more. You think you got to be an apostle for me to submit to you. What about you submit to me sometime? You think you got to be a bishop and get the title of the prophet and get the title of the bishop or the apostle for people to submit to you. No, the body of Christ is jacked up. We're supposed to submit to each other and learn of each other. The Bible says that iron sharper than iron. We're supposed to submit to each other, and we're supposed to help raise each other up. What is wrong with the church? What's wrong with the church? God is trying to kill. God is trying to uproot some stuff that is hindering the blessings from moving in the body of Christ. And one of the hindrances is vainglory. One of the hindrances is pride. One of the hindrances is selfishness. One of the hindrances is your title. Sometimes you got to put your title on the shelf, and you got to get in a humble place. You got to put your title on the shelf and get in the low place so God can elevate you and God can use you. Galatians 5:26 says, I'm giving you the word because you got to get that out of you. You don't want to fall into this. You don't want to fall and be left behind when the blessings begin to flow. Because those that are building ministry for their own glory, those that are building ministries and doing projects so people can say, look to me, look what I've done. When was the last time you took care of the widow? When was the last time you dealt with the orphan? When was the last time you saw about the sick? When was the last time you went visited the sick in the hospital? God says, I need the church to go back to their roots. I need the church to go back to sanctification and holiness. I need the church to get back in the low place and begin to do what I called them to do. I called them to be a humble people. I called them to submit to one another, says God. God says, I'm looking for some people. I feel glory, apostle. I'm looking for some people that don't mind laboring with each other. And that's what Paul was trying to tell the Philippians. He was trying to tell them in order to bust the move move for God, in order to experience a boom, in order to experience the true glory of God. We got to begin to love each other again. We got to begin to love each other. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. We got to stop slandering each other's ministries and slandering each other's names. We got to stop praying for what we see. When you see devastation, you better start praying, because there's devastation that's about to hit the church, and only the strong will be able to survive. There's an explosion that's about to come to the pulpit, and those that are operating in conceit, those that are operating in pride, God is about to tear Baal's kingdom down. Baal's kingdom is about to come down. Baal's kingdom is about to come down. Baal's kingdom is about to come down, and there's a glory that's about to come down. I feel God on this call. That's why the woman of God, it's impregnating in our spirit. Let them call you crazy. Let them talk about you, woman of God. God is about to raise you up. You're one of God's next generals, that he's about to raise you up. Every time a general dies, he raises another one up. And God said, I didn't send you to Louisiana just to send you. He said, I sent you here to humble you. I sent you back to humble you. I sent you back that I may get the glory. I sent you back that I may get the glory out of your ministry, out of your blog talk, out of your mouth. Shall flow rivers of living water, says the Spirit of God. And I want to talk to somebody who's listening to me on this blog talk. God says that the spirit of deception that has been hitting the church, maybe done crept in your church, maybe the leaders, it done jumped on the leaders, and maybe your church has fallen apart. I come to encourage you, Pastor. I come to let you know, be not weary in well doing, because your due season is here. I come to let you know that which you sowed, you're about to reap. I come to let you know your harvest is here. I come to let you know that if you stay in a humble place, God will exalt you. God will elevate you, because you've been faithful over a few things. He got to make you ruler over me. Can I tell you something? You don't have to run up behind nobody to get their applause. You don't
come on now.
Behind nobody to get their permission to do nothing. That's the problem. We're so busy to support other people's vision that when it's time to support yours, they only come when they ask to speak. They only come when they ask to talk.
Go ahead, you preaching.
Support. God says, I'm looking for the church to come on one accord. You don't have to be on the program to come support me. I'm looking for some people. I feel God on this call. I'm looking for some people that say, I got your back. I got your back. Whatever you're doing. Yeah, the body of Christ, they got a lot of pride that they only come if it's involved in money. Can I tell you something, leaders? You don't have to pay your way up to the top. Come on here. I'm looking. God says I'm about to raise up some true mothers in Zion, some true fathers in Zion. Children don't ask to come into the world. Y'all better get delivered of that spiritual poor and spiritual false stuff. Because God says I'm raising up some people that will be submitted to the Most High God. Now, I don't know submission, but I'm talking about those that have begun to worship man. You give man too much credit. God
come
says,
on,
why your miracle haven't hit your life? And they can call me crazy. They can talk about me all they want. It's enough hierarchy in the church. It's time for the body of Christ to get on one accord. I wish Adrian could be my mother sometimes. She's old enough to be my mother. And sometimes I can be a father. And it goes vice versa, because we know how to submit in the realms of the spirit. Because when you get in the realms of the spirit, there's no big eyes and there's no little yous. We shall submit one
come
to
on.
Another God. We shall submit one to another. It's about being accountable one to another. The church needs to be delivered from vainglory. I said the church needs to be delivered from pride. The church needs to be delivered from it's about me and it's all about me. Because God is about to raise up those that's been humble, those that's been the leftovers, those that's been stepped on, those that's been scorned because of holiness. I don't have to change my appeal of my ministry to attract new people. God come said on. They're going to come in because of holiness. Oh, she kind of behind you. He said, you don't have to change what you're doing. You don't have to change what you're doing. He said, they're going to come in because of your walk. He said, they're going to come in because of your love. He said, they're going to come into your churches because your prayer life is good. And the fakes are about to be exposed. But God is about to raise up some true people in this hour that don't mind being humble. That don't mind being humble. And there's a woman of God on this call. You've been dealing with a sickness in your back. Lord have mercy, that if you got sharp back pain, I mean, it's been hurting you over and over and over again. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying today that he's about to do surgery in your back. Lift your hands wherever you are. Wherever you are on this phone, lift your hands because God is about to heal the nervous system that's in your back. It's been stressed and look like it's causing you even to overeat. I have a doctor, he's about to heal your pain that's rising up in your back and be healed now by the blood of Jesus and by the working of miracles. And somebody's even standing in need of a financial miracle. And I pray right now, God, that those that are listening, God, that you would open up the window because of their obedience. And God, you would cause them, God, to reap a harvest that they've been waiting on. God, cause them to enter into their power. Cause them to enter into their perpetual harvest. Oh, Daddy, we give you glory now. And we give you praise for what you're doing through this blog talk, God. I pray right now, God, a special blessing upon the woman of God, because God, her ear is pressed to your mouth. Her ear is impregnated with purpose. Oh, she coming back. Oh, God, her ear is impregnated with the next word for the new hour. So, God, I thank you that you keep her ear clear of any negative.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father, dear clean God, that she continue to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say concerning your people, God. And we bless you, and we glorify you, and we thank you for this hour, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus. Glory to God.
Y'all don't know how to shout. Y'all need to shout because God just broke the back of deception and pride. Glory.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you today. Bless you for this word today. Vain glory, not being selfish. Hallelujah. It ain't about us. The man of God have given you a word. Hallelujah. This thing is not about us. Souls are bigger than us. Souls that need deliverance. They're bigger than us. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Dang glory. He didn't say it enough in 20, 25 minutes that, that we wouldn't even get in 2 hours. God. Thank you, Lord. God is looking for some unselfish people, some people that are humble themselves, some people that's not afraid, amen, to go, hallelujah, and tell somebody that's homeless, that there's life, amen, that God loves them too. Go into the nursing home, go into the prison. When are we visiting these people? Hallelujah. The man of God said, when have we took care of the widow? When did we go to just even give them a word of comfort? Oh, God, it's all about us. I'll fall in no more. Bishop Lewis, my pastor in Alabama, he said, I'll fall in no more. That's all it's about. Glory to God. But we got to go back to the old. We can't leave this foundation. Hallelujah. We were built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Oh, God. Man of God, you done spoke that. Hey, I can't add nothing to this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see popping and shoving. Caught on the line. Oh, God, I thank you. You have a few more minutes. We'll have with a few on the line today. Hey, you know the Messiah. Glory to God, popping and shoving. Hey, you know the more. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Prophet Delaney, I tell you, you brought full back the real church.
Mm.
Hallelujah. That was a mighty word, and that word needed to be said, because we got to get back to our first love. Ashakabasia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that mighty word from the prophet. Hallelujah. I heard God spoke. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Shut that. I feel the anointing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you for that mighty word. That was a word, hallelujah. It wasn't long, but it was strong, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
We got to come back and let you pray over the prophet before we dismiss. Amen. I told y'all, I told him to call in early. We got some calling a little late, amen. That's how Jesus goes. Ah, glory to God. That's how he's coming. He's coming in an hour when we think not. Amen. We
thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. You ain't going to have time to put on the clothes. You ain't going to have time to make up your face. You got to be ready.
Yes,
glory.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I see 504. Hallelujah. 4923 is the last four of your number. Your line is open.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, God, I bless you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Erica, 504-4923. Ah, your line is open. If you'd like to make a comment, if you need prayer, you're welcome to do so at this time. If not, we're going to move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Area code 916. Last four of your number is 6897. You live caller. Ah, God, I bless you. 916. Area code. 6897 is your number. Your last four numbers. Amen. Amen. Sister Nitra, God bless you. God bless you.
I was truly blessed by the word of God. I thank and praise God for you, man of God, and for your obedience. I thank you for that right now word, a true word that came forth in power, even with wisdom. I thank God for that. It's something that's definitely needed, especially in this season. A lot of people are watering down the word of God. And also the word that you spoke about, the back pain and stuff like that, I received that because I have been experiencing different pains and stuff in my body. That's why yesterday was such a push for me to get on the call. But I thank God for that because I received my healing in Jesus' name.
Yes,
and I believe that it is so and it is done. And I just thank and praise God in advance for what he's doing. I just thank God. I thank God for you, woman of God. And I thank God for this this show as well. God bless you all.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. And as you were talking, I hear the Lord say that he's working on your behalf. There's some things that you've been concerned about, and there's some things you have not even shared with anybody. I'm not even talking about your family members. As a matter of fact, there's something you're dealing with so personal that, amen, it's almost as if you at one point was just ready to give up on church. You was almost ready to give up on God because this thing was impregnating, it was pressing on you so hard. But I hear the Lord say that he's getting ready to send a Boaz in the realms of the spirit to pull
you
out. There is a financial deliverance that is about to
come.
There is a spiritual deliverance that is about to pull you out. And I'm talking about this hard knock place you've been in. It look like doors aren't opening for you. It look like you're at a stagnant place and there's nothing that's not moving. You're giving your time to God. You're praying. You're fasting.
But it seems
as if nothing is not. I the spirit of the Lord told me to tell you, you need to get ready because your spiritual Boaz is about to deliver you into
your
hands, says the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah. I thought I was finished, and the Lord said, I'm going to do this within 72 hours. Oh!
Yay, glory. Hey, Mandoro, Sikararabate. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And those that have told you no, the Lord said, go back and look again because the answer going to be yes. Go back and look again because the answer going to be yes. He said he's softening your heart now as it relates to the decision now in the realm of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And even your personal prayer ministry is about to shift.
Woo, Jesus, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
God don't make no mistakes. He don't make no mistakes. Hey, you don't know the
Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, when he sent a word, it's prophetic. It's prophetic. You can bank on it. Thank
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Glory.
Hold on. We say, stand out at the promises of God. If he said it, he shall perform it.
Yes, he will. Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel glory.
Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Brother Freddie on the line. I'd like to say anything, you're welcome to do so at this time. We're not going to hold up today. Amen. Brother Freddie, be on the line. You're welcome to, if you have a comment or remark, prayer request, anything, your line is open. All right. Well, we're going back to the man of God. Glory to God. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. That tune in today. I'm going to open up the line. I'm going to ask Prophetess Charmaine to pray a special prayer for Prophetess, for Prophet Delaney. Amen. And then we're going to bring the man of God back on for final remarks. And we're done. Hey, get on, Messiah. This assignment has been completed today. God bless you, Prophetess Charmaine. God bless.
Oh, hallelujah. Bless
the Lord. God, I want you to pray for Prophet Delaney and his ministry, the birthing place there in LaClaire, Louisiana. And for those of you that are in the surrounding areas, amen, you certainly can. If you're on social media, you can friend Prophet Frank Delaney, amen. I don't know his Twitter page, amen, but he's Prophet Frank Delaney, amen. And you can certainly visit him and friend him, and you can get information. Matter of fact, I'll let him give out that information to his church here in La Paz, Louisiana. He's a man that's on the move. He's on the move for God. So we certainly looking forward to God taking him a little bit higher. I see Pastor Gloria on the line. She's not able to say anything, but God bless you, Pastor. We love you with the love of God. Amen. We're going to go to Pastor Charmaine and just ask Prophet Charmaine and ask her to play a special prayer for the prophet, and then we're going to bring him back on. God bless you, Prophet Charmaine. God, I bless you. Jesus.
For that rich and powerful word. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are opening doors for him, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, to open international doors, Father God.
Yes,
I thank you,
God.
Father God, for the word that he had in his mouth today. Time for your people to get back, Lord God, what that you have poured into us, Father God. There are people waiting on us, Lord God. Father God, God, that you're blessing his ministry, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you blessed his wedding to be, Father God, for him and the woman of God, God. I thank you, Lord God, that blessings going to pour up on them that they won't have room enough to receive. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're enlarging his territory, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the leaders that are under him, Lord God, that's undergirding him, Father God. I thank you for all right now, Father, in the mighty name of God. Oh, we bless you right now, Father. Father, man, thank you for his ministry. We thank you for a humble servant, Father. I had the opportunity, oh God, to hear him minister 2 weeks ago, and he blessed my soul, Father. I thank you right now, God, that you're pouring out the blessing on him, Father. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you, Prophet.
Praise the Lord. Who was that praying for me? Who's the woman of God that was praying?
Prophetess Charmaine, go ahead. Prophetess
Charmaine
Carter.
Carter. Amen. Praying for you, woman of God. Connect with me on Facebook, inbox me so I can know who you are. You bless my spirit. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Listen, beloved, I just want to thank again my friend, my sister. Amen. She's a mother. Amen. She's a friend. We go all that. Amen. Because that's who she is. Amen. And I thank God for her being a pivotal point in my life, and to all those that connect with her and join with her, even Apostle, it's good to hear that she was on the line. I was on her prayer call the other night. It blessed me doing what you're doing, Apostle Gloria. Don't come off the wall, amen. Stay on the wall. Your brother has your back, amen. Your friend has your back, and I know your sister has your back, amen. We are supporting each other. As Paul declared, we just want to be one in the body of Christ.
Come on.
This is a prophetic call. I'm telling you, you couldn't get this, like the woman of God said in the 2-hour service. The power of God fell so heavy. I believe, Lord. My baby just another dimensional release happening. Even as the woman of God was praying, you release strength back into me. I can run on a little longer. Amen. I'm telling you, all can connect with me, Frank Delaney. Amen. On Facebook, Frank Delaney. On Twitter, Frank Delaney. Amen. On Instagram, Frank Delaney. On Periscope, amen. It's my name, Frank Delaney. No titles. I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing in this hour. We have a great move of God that's going to be
this
weekend in La Paz. November the 1st and November the 2nd, we have Prophet Marcus Thomas. Amen. He is anointed of God. This young man is a young general. Amen. He goes for Marvin Sapp. He's been everywhere. He travels the globe. He's international. And I'm telling you, I'm honored that he allowed his schedule to open up for the state of Louisiana. He was in Baton Rouge a few weeks ago at Brother Pate's church, Bishop Pate's church. He was down there, and I'm telling you, you could get in Bishop Pate's new sanctuary, most 400, 500-seater church. The people were standing outside to get in. That's how the glories fell in that church.
Hey!
So I don't know what the Lord is going to do November 1st and 2nd. Amen. He will be with us along with 10 other prophets. We have 10 other prophets. They're coming out of Georgia. They're traveling in right now. They're coming out of Mississippi. They're coming out of Shreveport. They're coming out of Baton Rouge. It's going to be a prophetic meeting you don't want to miss, for the theme is prophet arise. For God is looking for the prophetic to begin to arise. I'm about your prophecies are getting ready to arise. Your prophecies are getting ready to arise. So if you can be there November the 1st and the 2nd, November the 1st is going to be a prophetic roundtable, and the prophet is supporting and thanking God for his partners and those that sow with me. I'm going to be feeding the people of God. I'm going to be giving out awards to the people of God, because the people of God have been a blessing to my personal ministry all year. Amen. So you're invited to come. It's going to be a time of fellowship and giveaways and prophetic and just encouraging each other, because what you do for the least of them, you've done it unto the Lord. So I'm telling you, it's going to be a great event. You don't want to miss it. Sunday, November 1st and Monday, November the 2nd. And we know daylight saving time changes this week. I'm excited because this is actually God's timing. We're getting ready to enter God's timing. Amen. We're getting ready to get back on God's timing, amen, as we fall back, as we gain an extra hour. So I believe the people of God are going to get strength. They're going to get momentum in this year, 5776. I study the Jewish calendar. I love the Jewish history. We know that this is the year of Jubilee. But our Jubilee is here, and we know every 7 years debts are canceled. So you ought to just be aware that you've entered into Jubilee. Your debts are getting ready to be canceled. Doors are getting ready to swing open. God is securing the gates of your future. Lord have mercy, the prisons are about to open up. The Lord has declared the year 5776. He says sons and daughters that's been locked up in jail for years are getting ready to come home. This is the year that the gates are about to open. The captive is about to be set free. And I'm excited. And I'm glad about it. I love you all, and I'm praying for you all, is my prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. And Prophet Delaney's church is located at 625 Woodland. And that is in LaPlace, Louisiana.
Amen.
And I'm looking at his flyer right now. Prophets arise. Amen. And Lord's will, we certainly plan on being there to be in this event on the 1st and the 2nd of November, Prophet Delaney. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Amen, amen. By way of announcements, we want you to remember tomorrow is our last day, Thursday. Bishop Jesse E. Grant, known as the Bishop Is Just Talking Out Loud, will be with us on tomorrow to expound upon this topic, vainglory. So call in early. Amen. Some will be calling in thinking we're still on the line, but we out of here. So I'm going to let Prophet Delaney just close us out with a word of prayer. God bless you.
Amen. And I know this woman has great partners. If you want to sow a seed, please sow a seed into the woman of God's life. She has it on the Blog Talk site. It's on her page. Sow a seed.
Yes.
You can mail it to her, and she'll tell you about that, because we want to keep this movement going. Amen. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word, God. We thank you for this prophetic word, God. We thank you that the seed of pride and conceit has now been canceled in the realms of the spirit. And now, God, you're releasing love in the body of Christ, God, that we may be able to work together, love each other, God, support each other, God. We thank you, God, that you're getting rid of the snags out of our lives, God. You're getting rid of the snakes and the slugs, God. And, God, you're positioning us and you're posturing us, oh God, to do kingdom work, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're raising up a kingdom people, oh God, that don't mind doing kingdom things, oh God. So, God, we thank you for this call, God, and we thank you that you're meeting the needs of your people, God, and we decree and we declare it to be done so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Amen. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
I feel a special anointing in this place.
Ooh.
The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips,
God, I bless
just
you.
Just begin to thank God.
Thank you, thank
Come
you.
Come
on,
in your own
you.
Words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good.
If you need a healing. be included. I'll be in the name of Jesus.
God bless you. We love you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. God bless.